it's Lee Salisbury here. Welcome to a very special week of Soap from the Box, celebrating the return of Neighbours to Amazon Freevee. All week we have interviews with some of the biggest stars, not only in front of the camera, but behind the camera as well. Remember, there are over 90 episodes of Soap from the Box to listen to right now. So when you've enjoyed this week's spectacular, settle down and listen to some of them. Enjoy today's. My guests today are two of the new residents who have moved into Ramsay Street, played by two of Australia's creme de la creme of acting. Sarah West plays Cara Varga-Murphy, who's appeared in some of the country's biggest TV shows and leading theatre company shows. Feature films are plenty, including Don't Tell and Bad Girl, and shows including Tropo, 100% Wolf, Legend of the Moonstone, and Winter. Her performance as Liza Minnelli in Peter Allen, Not the Boy Next Door, earned her a Logie nomination in 2016 for Most Outstanding Newcomer. And Naomi Rukavina, who plays Remy Varga-Murphy. She just got off her broom, not really, from Hogwarts after a long spell. See what I'm doing here? Oh dear. Appearing for the last 4 years in the worldwide phenomenon theatre show Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. She certainly had her moments on screen as well, appearing in shows such as Wentworth, Offspring and Emo the Musical. Now they are taking their place among the legends who've lived and breathed Ramsay Street. It's a pleasure to welcome Sarah and Naomi. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you. And it's an exciting week, obviously. Neighbours has started on Amazon Freevee. You must have been, the people who've returned, obviously, it's a bit different because they've been on Ramsay Street, they've been seen. It must have been a weird few months for you as you've been filming but not known for doing the show.
Yeah, it's been lots of, there were secrets to start with, and then when we got announced, that was really exciting, but then still no one has seen us do anything yet, so it'll be to share our family with the world.
Yeah. Let's go. I mean, let's first of all talk about how you both, you obviously auditioned. We know how you would have got the job. But the news that you were being, I mean, were you both Naomi first? Naomi, were you a Neighbours fan? Have you been a fan in the past? Was it because it's a big decision doing a continuing drama as well. How did it all happen for you?
Yeah. So you're correct. We auditioned. It was quite a quick turnaround for me. I sort of snuck in there right at the very, very end, I think. Only having sort of one in room, and then that was it. Met Sarah after that and we were cast. I was still in Harry Potter at the time, so I actually did double job for about 3 months. I wouldn't recommend doing that, but too big. I was at Hogwarts by night and Ramsay Street by day.
I mean, that's if you're going to double job it, that's a cool double job though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but having all the stalwarts of Neighbours there to welcome us in definitely made it a lot easier. They gave us lots of tips and lots of a really friendly welcome into something that's existing. It's really hard to slot yourself in when especially something so well known and loved, and you have to find your little niche. So I know Sarah and I were very grateful to have such a warm welcome.
Amazing. And Sarah, how did it happen for you? What were you doing at the time that you auditioned?
I think my process of it was slightly longer. I first auditioned when I was on holiday in Indonesia.
Wow.
And I put my tape down and I didn't think too much of it because, you know, you can't get obsessed with every audition you do. Otherwise, it would just be too devastating.
Yeah. And you were in Indonesia, so you had something else to focus on.
That's exactly right. I was quite distracted.
Yeah.
And then once I landed back in Australia, I was living in New South Wales at the time. I was very much a Sydney girl. The production flew me down a couple of times to do a couple of different tests with different combinations of the family. And I think it was the second time I was flown down, I met Naomi, and our chemistry was so instant. And then they brought the boys in on the same day, and the family kind of dynamic was really clear really early on. And so once that had happened, it moved along very, very quickly for sure. And then really for me, it was about packing my life into a shipping container from Sydney and getting down to Melbourne quite abruptly finding somewhere for me and my little doggy to live.
Oh, wow. And for people who haven't, I mean, I've been to Australia a couple of times and very different places, aren't they, Sydney and Melbourne as well? So it's kind of a different lifestyle.
It is totally different, and it's all weather related. And that sounds kind of, that sounds so kind of, I don't know. It sounds like it's not going to be a very big deal, but it is a huge change. I'm not originally from Sydney, but I had been there for about 13 years, and obviously had such a network of friends and, basically chosen family there, and had
Yeah, it's
really
a big
built a life
life.
for
It's a big
myself
life
there.
upheaval. Only
It
some of my
is, it
neighbours can
is
make you
for
do it.
sure.
And weather-wise, we're I'm presuming Melbourne has worse weather.
Oh my God, it's cold and rainy and wet and miserable all the time. And I'm not opposed to being cold, okay? I'm a layers girl through and through, but I was genuinely shocked, even though everybody warned me. But like Naomi said, I think it made such a massive difference that the OG, cast of Neighbours and so many of the crew as well welcomed me so
With open
warmly,
arms,
and
yeah.
it made such a difference. I don't
As
think I
it's
would've.
pouring down, as it's pouring of rain, you're like, it's fine.
Exactly
I
right.
mean,
It was all
welcome to the
sunshine on
UK.
Ramsay Street.
But just in Melbourne's defense, Sarah hasn't had a summer yet.
Oh,
She
okay.
only came at the
That's
end of
right.
summer,
Today
and then
was
we had
beautiful.
exactly. So she's got something to look forward to. Maybe she'll change her tune after a
Yeah,
really nice summer
exactly. I have to say,
where it doesn't rain.
I was kind of more of a Melbourne boy when I was there. I don't know what it was, mate. I think it reminded me of the UK a bit more for some reason. But
Well, yes, I think
there's
that
a,
that's probably
I
got a
mean, weather, yeah.
big part of it.
There's a reason Home and Away's in Sydney, then, isn't there? Because they've got a lot more in their swimsuits than people on Neighbours, I think. There's the odd pool scene, isn't
Thank
there, in Neighbours?
God
But
we
you get
don't have
away with it.
absolutely. And don't get me wrong, I'm not begging to be thrown in the ocean in my bikini. That is not what I want. And that is not what the people want, I
Well, you know
guarantee.
what, Sarah? Sarah, I think we can have that arranged. We'll get you bathers and we'll get you
Yeah.
out.
Well,
No, 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 no,
have you got
everyone's
a
safe.
pool in your house? Your new house?
It's hard to say. We don't really know what's out the back of our new house other than our
No. So
sunroom.
you,
We
I
haven't
mean, I've
ventured
got it.
out too
I
much.
think I've got it right that you are, it's kind of like a new way of doing a story. It's a bit Airbnb that you are in Mike and Jane's house, you two.
We are staying in Mike and Jane's house at the beginning.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is so cool in itself that it's Mike and Jane's house. Do you know what I mean?
Isn't it cute?
Absolutely. I think if we tell you too much more about a house that we end up in, maybe we'll be
It
giving a little
gives
bit
too
too
much
much of the
away.
story away.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and we
I
don't
think that
want
might be a
that.
bit dangerous.
Yeah, we don't want that. I mean, I'm a danger on this podcast when it normally we're talking retrospective, which is always safe, you know. So I'm always a bit scared interviewing people when I know we can't give anything away. I mean, put me on with Guy Pearce and Annie Jones when it was a top secret, and I was like, oh my God.
I'm sure.
The first thing Guy Pearce said to me was, "You're really loudly. You've got to be quiet," when we were at the hotel, and I'm like, "Hi, Guy Pearce." Anyway, let's talk about the character. So, sorry, you play Kara. I'm going to give the character description I've been given, and you can tell me how accurate this is now you started playing her. She's down to earth and practical, but super warm and friendly, who's a qualified electrician. She's married to Naomi and is a biological mum of JJ and mum to Dex. She settled for an electrician. She's gone from job to job and job, and she won't stop until she's satisfied, but only if if only that ethos flowed into her personal life. That sound all right about Cara?
Oh, that does sound good. I wish someone had read that out to me before I had done
Oh, really?
100 episodes.
Well,
That would
there's a bit more here. It
have
says kids wise, she doesn't want them to make the same mistake she did. So she's the one who
Oh.
checks homework and suggests extracurricular activities. This is a difference that causes a bone of contention between them every now and then.
Kara is absolutely about the school and the boys, not leaving and getting their homework done and not being distracted. I don't know that she would be the one checking the homework.
Yeah, I don't
Remy's
know about that.
definitely
Right. Okay. So Remy, so
Remy's definitely
there's a
got
little
out.
wrong thing in there. I'm glad. I mean, it's, you know, you can thank Soap from the Box in your award speeches for giving you some character description. What about?
Yeah, I'm going to take that all on board moving forward.
Yes, thank you.
And they were
Thank
some
you.
really lovely notes. That sounds
So we'll
that
see
does sound
some.
the rest of it does sound 100% accurate in terms of the kind of woman Kara is and strives to be for sure.
And what about
Sorry,
electrician?
super
Oh,
warm and
sorry.
friendly. Would we say that's
Yeah,
100%
super
accurate,
woman friendly.
Oh,
So
right. Okay.
lovely, so loved, instant on the street,
Oh,
I would
loved.
say.
He's the
Oh,
nicest
we'll see.
person on Ramsay Street. What about electrician? Are you a whiz with your hands when it comes to wires
Look,
and
I'm
things?
always trying to get my power tools in the seams. I think it's imperative that Cara carries her toolbox wherever she goes. You never know what you're going to need to push
Yeah,
out of
true.
there.
Yeah.
Loves a drill, my wife.
Loves a drill, don't we all?
Yep, I love my drill. She is a qualified electrician.
Have
She's
you
been
had
running
too
her own
many?
handy
Because
woman's
as
business
someone,
for the last few years.
you know, it's like Pippa in Home and Away. Obviously, was always making sandwiches and being the perfect mum. You know, she and Deborah Lawrence, who's been on the podcast, actually said she's always wanted to chop veg. Are you constantly going, can I just get down on my knees and kind of screw that screw in on this scene?
I do wish that there was a real scene where I was actually putting a flat pack together, or I've installed a pipe and I've done some plumbing work. I'm a bit of an all-rounder kind of handy woman, so not a bad person to know when you need a light bulb change, you know what I mean?
No, she
That's
sounds
so
great.
weird.
Go on,
That's
sorry,
so
no.
weird. She asked Remy to do so much around the house. No,
Yeah,
no, no, no,
does
no, no.
she?
That's just because I've already been at work, babe. You can't bring your
Right,
work home
right.
with you. It's not healthy.
Is that right, babe?
Yeah.
Yeah, bit,
And
bit.
Naomi, I mean, you're very different job, obviously. She's a very, Remy is a high achiever in the workplace, but this is, I mean, this is your character description that I'm giving you,
Okay,
whether or not.
excited.
But she's shy and reserved socially. She's a doctor and keen to make her mark in Erinsborough Hospital. She's married to Cara, obviously, and is the biological mum of Dex and Mark to JJ. Does that sound correct?
I would say very correct, except for the shy part. I think
Wait, okay.
intrinsically, Naomi is not a very shy and retiring human, so I don't think that translates very well on the stage. Again, I sorry, on the screen. Again, I would have loved to have had this description before we started shooting. This is very helpful. Where did you get these?
I got these from your press officer. I mean, I think you know what happens, I think, in soap a lot of the time, knowing how soaps work directing wise, is you cast characters and then they actually bring them to life. And I think then they write the biogs, because you guys,
Absolutely.
I think you trust the
Yeah.
actors to bring the characters to life a bit, actually, because it's all on paper, but when you've got such a big cast, I mean, a doctor though, playing a doctor, I mean, I've done Holby City in the UK. Have you been gifted a load of doctor speak yet, or not too bad? Because you know, like all
So,
the don't
yeah.
know.
So, yeah,
I don't know
the
if
first
gifted is
time.
the right word.
No, gifted don't. I was being
Yeah.
totally, utterly wrong.
Facetious. Yeah, I heard that in there. Yeah, the first time, so it hasn't been too bad, I have to say. But the first few scenes in which I did have some doctor speak to do, I was like, oh my goodness, my gosh, I was like going over and over it to try and make it sound like I say this every day. I totally know what I'm talking about. And thankfully, we did have a medical consult on set, so I was like, am I even doing this right? And she was really handy, so that was good. But yes, lots to look forward to from the other doctors who've been on Ramsay Street. They have let me know the joy that that is.
Because we've obviously got Dr. Carl Kennedy, who's still there, you know, the legend that is Carl Kennedy. Clive Gibbons was there. He's not back, I don't think, at the moment, but who knows? I remember Dr. Beverly Marshall. Some big footsteps to fill, aren't they? In
Yes, indeed, so big.
And is do you is the hospital, because are you what's the new neighbours? Is there lots of hospital set stuff, or is it more that you're called upon in situations?
I've definitely been in the hospital. Yep, I've made my way in there so far, which has been really cute. And I've got such nice little scrubs, can I just say?
Oh, really?
Which is nice. Yeah. Can confirm.
Wow.
They're quite stylish, actually. They look very nice. So I've started calling Remy Dr. Glamour Varga Murphy on occasion because she's got quite the wardrobe, and even her scrubs are cute. So that was really good. I'm
That's.
called a lot in the street, but I have been to hospital. So yes.
So, and are you like, so Sarah wants to walk around with her toolbox all the time. Are you adamant that you're working around with
Yeah.
the
I don't think so. I
kit?
think we tried to find out what kind of doctor Remy would be quite early on because her skill set is so broad. And I thought, oh,
Right.
you know what? I'd be a specialist, surely, in lots of like high heels and teetering around in pencil skirts, being very official with a clipboard. And then I had scrubs and I was like, oh, okay, maybe not that. But no, we don't seem
Master
to
of all
be at
trades.
work all of the time.
Very clever. She can do anything.
You have no idea. Just you wait.
Yeah. It's exciting. No, I remember filming on Holby, especially doing medical scenes, and just I was most about in TV. I think we had a brain operation that obviously took about 5 minute storyline, and the specialist was like, "This can take like 13 hours," and you're,
Yeah.
and we're not talking about that who slept with who over the operating table. I mean, different.
Well, it's funny that you said a brain operation because that seems to have popped itself up in Ramsey, it's in Erinsborough as well. That's really funny.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's one to watch. At least as a doctor, and I suppose an electrician, especially a doctor, that there's a key role there for you. I remember a funny story about Coronation Street that I don't think I've told on this before. A big soap, obviously, over here that's been going for 6 years, is one of the actors said back in the old days, there was a gift shop where they film because it was open to the public as well. And they said, the woman behind the gift shop said, "You'll know when you make it because you become a fridge magnet."
I
No, I'm
look
guessing.
forward to that day.
Yeah, I'm guessing you'll soon know with the memorabilia whether, what the
Indeed.
plans are for you two. Okay, a quick fire
I'm going to
round.
start making my own fridge magnets. I think it's important to take control
Yeah, I
of
think these too,
your own destiny. I'm going to start printing them. If you'd like one, maybe just drop me an email.
Yeah, go on. Social media. That's a way to get your social media. You can make quite a bit. You might make some extra bucks on that on the side. You could even do
100%. Get a little cricket machine happening and
Well, in
I'll be
years to
set.
come, and I won't copyright, I'll give you this. You could do her own version of tool. You could have named tools. Do you know what I mean? You could have
Oh,
tools.
oh,
That's
wow. That
good.
is.
Yeah, Kara's
There we
chisel.
go. Vaga
Kara's
Murphy
tool.
drill.
Yeah.
Yep, the drill's good. Do you know what I wouldn't mind doing? Like a range of workwear.
Yes.
I think
Oh,
that could be quite
definitely.
successful. Tool
Yeah. Oh, that's
belts.
good.
And Naomi, you could do a series of very unpractical workwear for doctors,
No, cute scrubs. I need my own line of really tailored cute scrubs for doctors.
Yeah.
Cute colors, cute prints, stretchy.
They need to go from the office and then out to, a night out. So we've got it. We'll
Yeah,
have to
you'd be
do
versatile.
some
There's
planning about it.
something
We'll
that
have to
rips
do some
off.
workshopping.
Yeah, something that rips off
But
like
I
this and
think I also need a pen that, so doctors always carry a pen, but when you click the top, there's a picture of me on it, but my stethoscope falls down. I think that'd
Oh,
be
that's
quite
amazing.
good.
That would be amazing. These are
I'd
incredible.
buy that. Yeah, I'd buy
Anyone
that.
listening, do not, we've got these copyrighted, so
Yeah.
you cannot do these.
Don't get ahead of yourselves.
Right, so I'm going to do a quick fire round. Both of you answer. Let's go. Naomi answers first, then Sarah. So these are questions that we could go on for ages with. I thought we'll make them short and sweet. So, Naomi first. First thing you remember walking onto Ramsay Street?
Oh my gosh, the seeing the Erinsborough sign, welcome to Erinsborough. And I was like, oh my God, we're here.
Sarah?
The first thing I remember is actually being on Ramsay Street and just thinking how surreal it was to stand somewhere where my sister has a tour group photo of, and I'm on the street and
Wow,
in the actual show.
I've got one of those. I did it years ago, and I'm with a cricket bat, like redoing the old titles. Whether yeah, so I've got that. So
Yeah, my sister's hanging out one of the buses.
amazing. God, that sounds a bit dangerous. But first line. Do you remember the first line of dialogue you filmed, Naomi?
It was actually an first line of dialogue. It was I said hi as I waved to Carl Kennedy.
Oh, that was your oh, brilliant! Well, what that's a brilliant, and that's been on the tra that was even on the trailers. You
Then the
made,
trailer, correct. That bit down
yeah.
the green sink to get out. Yeah.
Sarah, your first line of dialogue, do you remember?
I don't remember the very first scene that we shot, but one of the first lines I remember thinking, oh, this could be like quite something quite funny. Is I say maybe the ad should have said overly friendly neighbors.
Brilliant, brilliant. Person you were the most nervous to meet, if there were any, Naomi. I mean, were you Neighbours fans? Was Stefan, for instance, like a part of your? Because I suppose you're probably a lot younger than I am. But Stefan, I would have been. I mean, I've interviewed him now, but would have been quite petrified meeting him.
No, Steph was actually really lovely. Actually, everyone was really lovely. And the thing is, we had a table read before day one. So we
Ah,
met
so you've
everyone
got to meet
in
everyone
a very
there.
controlled environment. So in that case, maybe I'll say maybe it was meeting Mish when Misha was on
Ah, yeah.
recording.
Carton, yeah.
Because I had we hadn't met her yet and met her on set for the first day. And I think, everyone had been talking about her time on neighbors so much. And it was like, oh, you want to say hi, but you don't want to encroach on anyone's personal space, but you want to be friendly. But she was a darling, so that was fine in the end.
How about you, Sarah? I mean, this is kind of not saying that anyone's horrible either. It's just more nervous.
No, everyone's lovely.
Respect.
Yeah, no, I was definitely nervous to meet Jackie, you know, the goat.
Yeah,
100%. I think, you know, that saying of like, you know, never meet your heroes, like had in the back of my mind, but she was and is so, so lovely. And yeah, like Naomi said, everyone was really lovely, but I was definitely nervous to meet, you know, Australia's TV mum for sure. Cause she's just been such a part of my life for so long without really ever, you know, like she feels like she's part of your life. I mean, they all do. All the OG returnees feel like you've known them for years, but in actual fact, when you're about to meet them, you realize you haven't at all.
I'm going to blow you away, I hope, with this fact that was revealed to me by Lynn McGranger from Home and Away. And I don't know whether you know this, that Jackie and her both auditioned for Irene. So she was almost Irene. She down to the line. So yeah, Jackie's almost Irene in Home and Away.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
There we go. I've just got to see. Look
there
at
you go.
The wealth How of funny. Knowledge you're getting, not only about your own characters, but other people on set from this podcast. Favorite thing in your house set, Naomi?
There is a really beautiful photo of, it's actually of JJ. Not that I have a favorite son, but there's a really beautiful photo of JJ and I on one of our sideboards that I think it was a really candid shot taken. I'm not even sure who took it, but it's made its way into our house and it's really gorgeous.
Oh, cool. And Sarah, I'm guessing it might be.
Mine is absolutely along the same lines, but mine is all the childhood photos of the boys that their parents have very generously let the art department use and put throughout the house. And it just makes such a difference in terms of, you know, fleshing out those family dynamics. And they were both such cuties when they were kids. So that's a really nice thing to have throughout the house for sure.
It does. It's
better. I'm going to add to mine, actually.
Oh,
I have
sorry,
to say.
Yeah.
There's two further photos. It must just be the family photos. There's photos taken from the first day on set, one with Sarah and I that's on the fridge where I'm kissing her cheek, and that's like our couple shot. And then there's another one of Dex and I, and it's on the first day of shooting. We're actually in our keep warm jackets, but you know, it looks like we're wearing our Kathmandu jackets out on a hike somewhere. And there's a photo of us on our fridge as well. It's definitely our family photos. They're so sweet.
Nice. And I mean, I've been on sets before where some of them have been green, you know, like they've cut people's heads out. They're the most ones. This is another, I'll give another fact actually and just promote the Pippa from Home and Away, but which this is a cool fact that she, do you remember Pippa changed in Home and Away or do you not? There was a big change of actresses. And basically when they filmed the wedding for the first one, the other one started, her first day was wearing the same wedding dress just to do the photos to put in the house when the old Pippa left.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Well, at least they did that and didn't, you know, like you said, green screen her out. Those never go down well.
And
but
then
you know what? The world is really small because I know Deb Lawrence. She's a friend
of
mine.
Oh, from the show, of course, from Harry Potter.
From Harry Potter. And the funniest thing is Deb and I met on Harry Potter and she was absolutely gorgeous human being. And that was in the part two when I started. And in part one, in the one part show, so when the show changed over to just being one part, I covered McGonagall, so I actually played the same role as Deb. And
oh,
she came
wow.
Yeah, so we're really good friends. That's a really cute little story. Hi, Deb.
She's amazing, and she's one of my legends. Growing up, Pippa from Home and Away. So let's one more quick fire question. I mean, not that we're being that quick about this. one word to describe your character, if you had the choice, Naomi.
Glamorous.
Glamour. Oh, love that. Yeah. Sarah?
I'm going to go with loyal.
Loyal. Nice. Glamorous and loyal. Okay. And obviously...
Oh, well, now I sound totally vapid. Oh, that's...
Oh, no. He's a doctor.
You went first.
I should have said caring. That's what I should have said. Now look what I've done. Look
no,
where you
no.
did it.
Glamorous.
You should have, but you didn't. And the first one is the one he's got to go with. Glamorous. So.
Thanks, Sarah. You're really happy.
It's also great, isn't it? Obviously, for the LGBTQIA+, that's an amazing long name now. But for the society and the community and diversity in real life, that you two are in Neighbours, playing
Absolutely.
These characters.
I think, you know, I think representation is really important, and Neighbours is just one of those shows especially in Australia, which can be sometimes quite behind the rest of the world. Neighbours is one of those shows that does, representation so well and is so thoughtful about it, and is genuinely really important to the people who are in charge of the creation of the show and the mechanics of the show. And yeah, feeling represented on screen, I think, is so hugely important.
Is it such a, and I say this in a normal show, like it's not a drama about a gay couple, it's not a gay-based drama, it's a drama that's been on for years, that's in people's front rooms, that's an important one to have diversity in. Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly right. And it's just, the Varga Murphy family is just there existing, and they have the same, ups and downs as any other family on the street. And I think that that is really important. It's not some constant kind of traumatic, coming out story, which is,
Distance, yeah.
unfortunately what most of the LGBTQIA plus community kind of storylines often are. We're just kind of there existing, and the boys, the boys deal with stuff at school because of it, and I think that that's really relevant. It's just really lovely to be part of that type of representation, and I think that Neighbours is one of the shows that does it really, really well and is quite genuine about it. So it's been really nice.
Yes, I would wholeheartedly agree and say that thus far in this production, Neighbours is really, they're doing a really great job of casting diversely without tokenism. It's not just an act of, oh, we must cover our bases. I feel super proud, and I was writing this today in a separate interview, how proud I am to be part of a production that is, it's not about showcasing their diversity. They just are diverse. And whether it be gender or race or disability, ethnicity, it doesn't matter. They're just like, oh, well, we show people and we show families and the array of families that there are. And that is so refreshing. And I feel super proud to be part of it.
Well, Nina Wadia said, who's a big star over here, who was in EastEnders, that when she joined, and she's an Indian lady, they said, Zainab's going to be an Indian. And she said, well, why don't we just lose that? Is she horrible? Is she nice? And let's, because then we've got a normal character. Do you know what I mean? Let's not have that
Exactly.
part of her character description. And that's kind of what it's about, isn't it? So, right, quickly to end the show, I play this game about your other roles, because it's a shorter podcast this time. I have to have you girls on again, though. You're amazing. Let's talk to you individually. Sarah first, quickly, a bit of backstory so people feel they know. You grew up in the Murray River area of South Australia. Now, to us in the UK, that means not much. Just give me a kind of very short description of what the Murray River area of South Australia is like.
Look, I find it quite beautiful, but the thing that the rest of Australia say about the Murray River is, do you drink your water with a fork? Because the water quality is quite low. But I will tell you, fun fact, my mum is actually born was actually born in Derbyshire. So I have that UK connection. Got myself a little UK passport this year. Just quite good to
You've
say.
obviously been over then.
I have been over but not for any extended amount of time. I did very, very gratefully get to do a play in London at the Barbican.
Oh,
And so I
amazing.
did a little bit of travelling around London, and then I went up to Edinburgh in Scotland, but I didn't get to do much of the in-between. I haven't been to Derbyshire. I would love to get there.
Oh, well, you'll have to come over. You'll obviously do a Neighbours doing when you now you're going to be hugely
Yeah. Can you
famous.
sort that out for me? We'll get
Of
there. We'll get there.
course, yeah. Well, when we're doing the publicity for the tool, your own tools, then we'll do a big publicity. And one of your big roles was Liza Minnelli. I mean, what a part that must have been to play. I mean, you're very young. You were playing Liza when she was young, I'm guessing.
I was playing her mainly when she was 19, and we came back and did some, Hollywood cameos when she was 40 or something ridiculous like that. But that was such a terrifying and I had just felt such a sense of honor, but also responsibility to really get that right. And I was so fortunate to have the most incredible man playing Peter Allen opposite me, who played. They were married for a time, and his name is Joel Jackson. And I cannot sing his praises enough. He was, a real champion of mine throughout that production. But I can't sing or dance, and I didn't cut my hair into a pixie cut, and they still made it all work. So
Wow,
props to
okay.
props to the directors and the writers and the editors of that show for sure.
And then Naomi, obviously if I'm right in saying your upbringing, you're half Croatian, half Nigerian. So where was early life for you?
You're correct in saying. I was conceived in Florence, which sounds really nice to me.
Wow.
Italian in my roots, but I was born back here in Melbourne.
Right.
I spoke Croatian before I spoke English, raised by my mother's side. I'm a citizen there. I'm quite European by sensibility, I think, but also quite Aussie, I think, growing up here. It's deep in my roots to be, there's no tall poppies, you know, Australian. You work hard and you get it done.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I think
yeah,
that there's a lot in there as well.
And your CV, my favourite thing on your CV, I mean, ACV, I found that you're trained in circus skills.
Oh, yeah, right. I was always very active as a
very
kid.
It's very CV talk, isn't it? It's like playing age, you know, 16 to 45 or something. Do you know what I mean?
No. I was a gymnast when I was young. And
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so I've danced and did gymnastics, and then I started doing dabbling in circus in my 20s when I went back to gymnastics. And then I went to drama school proper, and you couldn't really do both things. They're both really intensive. And then, you know, they call you old, of course, by the time you're already in your 20s in those sort of elitely trained skills. So gave that up to be an actor full and proper.
And as we said, you've done, you know, the big stage show you've done amongst, you've both done so many different things, but Harry Potter and the Curse, and again, must be quite a lot of pressure being in such a big thing like that.
Yeah, I was really, really fortunate. I did quite a lot within that show. So in the two-part show, I had an ensemble role, but I was the Hermione cover, which was a really great experience. Of course, Hermione was of color in that show, and that was really great. And then we changed to the one-part show, and not only was I every female principal role. So I did Hermione, Ginny, McGonagall, Umbridge, and I had a Hooch role as well. I was also the Dementors in the two-part show, every onstage Dementor, and I was the vocal captain. So I was really busy inside of that production and in that universe. I was very blessed. It was a great experience.
That's amazing. And is Deborah still in it, Deborah Lawrence?
No, Deb left before we transitioned to the one part. So she was still in the two-part show, and she bowed out. And then we had a new McGonagall for a while. And then in the one part, it restructured. And like I said, I was fortunate enough to play McGonagall, which was really beautiful. She was a beautiful role.
Amazing. Right. Well, we are going to end with either or, which we end every podcast with. You bet this we will try to make quick. You have to choose one or the other. I'll do it with you first, Naomi. So you will get a bit of a cheat, Sarah, because you'll get to hear them. Here we go. Kylie or Danny?
Ooh, controversial. Danny.
Yes, good answer. Scott or Mike?
Sorry, say again?
Scott or Mike? OG character.
Scott, Mike. I'm going to say Mike, of course.
Charlene or Jane?
Jane. No, got to say Jane. Jane.
Sun or snow?
Sun.
Flats or hills?
Flats.
Night in or night out?
Night in?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever said night out. Neighbours or home and away? I mean, easy.
Come on. What a traitor.
I know. Right, Sarah, before you have too much time to think, Kylie or Danny?
I'm going to go with Kylie.
Okay. Scott or Mike?
Mike.
Charlene or Jane?
I as much as I love my bones, Annie, I've got to go Charlene for the boiler suits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's definitely up your character's street, isn't she?
100%. We would hang out.
Yeah, you would take under a car, probably. Do you know what I mean? Covered in green. Sun or snow?
I'm going to go with snow. Sun scares me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Controversial. Flats or hills?
Is this a joke question? 100% flats all the way.
No, again, everyone says that. Night in or night out?
I actually almost would go a night out, but I know myself, and I'm going to go with night in.
Yeah, that's basically what we do in real life all the time. Really should go out.
Yeah.
No, why not stay in? And obviously, we don't even need to ask this one, but I will. Neighbours or home and away?
Neighbours. Always has, always will be.
Yeah, I mean, I love Home and Away. We champion Home and Away as well on this because it's a really good show as well. But obviously, this
Sure.
Yeah, we're all one big play. Whatever. Girls, it's been amazing to have you on, and so excited to continue to see you on screen because I think what a breath of fresh air, and how lovely to have you on the podcast. And I'm sure the UK fans are going to fall in love with you.
We hope so. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Well, good luck for the new series. I'm sure we'll speak again and speak soon.
Until then, bye.
Thanks, Lee. Bye.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Soap from the Box, celebrating the return of Neighbours to Amazon Freevee. If you've not joined yet, sign up and watch. Some massive things to come from the show. Remember, there's over 90 episodes of Soap from the Box to download and listen to right now.